Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
I saw an article today from Car and Driver about vehicles, cars and vehicles that are going to be discontinued for 2025. And I say to myself, when a car gets discontinued, the first thing that pops into my mind is a guy named Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive and host of Consumer Guide Car Staff Podcast. Hello there, Stuff.
Hello.
Consumer Guide Car Stuff Podcast. Pardon me.
Yes. I make the same mistake every episode.
You're not being discontinued for 2025, but I saw a whole long list of vehicles, a variety of brands, makes rather,
variety of models,
and also quite a variety of price tags on some of these cars. Now, there's quite a list here. How do you want to handle it?
Any way you like. It's interesting, too, to your point, that there's a lot of exotic car house cleaning going on.
Yes. Not that I would, you know, they've got all these Maseratis, Lamborghini, Jaguars, Ferraris, Bugattis, all these models that are being discontinued, like, oh, gee, that means I guess I won't get to buy one this year. You know, like, I'm not quite sure if there, I guess there was over inventory or something. They're not selling as many of those as they want. What's the price tag? What's the price tag on something like that? I mean, they're hundreds of thousands of dollars, aren't they?
Yeah, the Ferrari Roma, which is a beautiful car, and it is more or less Ferrari's entry level vehicle, hasn't been around very long, but it is a very basic car. It's for Ferrari. It's a front engine V8 coupe, and it's what they call a GT car. It's not one of their super high performance sports car, but more of a classic touring car. But it has served as their entry level car. And that sold for about didn't sell for. Prices started around $250,000. Customization often brings these things up another $100,000.
Well, let me get to some makes and models that are probably more in our price range. Chevrolet is going to discontinue the Camaro for the second time.
Yeah, they dropped the Camaro back in the 90s. They brought it back and dropped it. Actually, it was in the early aughts. The Camaro did last a long time, its second trip back to the marketplace. But there really wasn't a market for it. And we're finding that really the last car in that class, the old-school American pony car, is the Mustang. And even the Mustang is struggling to stay relevant. And it's unfortunate, but there isn't the youth interest in performance vehicles that they used to be. And the other problem with these vehicles is they're not really affordable anymore.
Yeah.
You know, back when I was a young man, you could buy a Camaro for $15,000, $10,000, $12,000, but they really started closer to $40,000. And if you wanted to do something special with that car, or get a convertible, the price was through the roof. So they're hard to insure. The youth that want these vehicles can't afford them, and ultimately they just take up space on dealer lots. So yeah, the Camaro is going away, and there's rumors that the name will come back as an electric vehicle. We'll see what that.
Now, I don't know if this is AI. Something, an AI-produced picture and article that I saw rummaging around stuff, but there was a picture of a what looked like a 1965 Ford Mustang. I mean, the shape, you know, the whole design, and it said, Ford is bringing the Mustang back. Is that true?
The Mustang never left, so that's a very weird thing to say.
I understand that, but I mean, this particular model, you know, the one that Lee Iacocca, or whatever his name was the first to release. It wasn't like the more recent Mustangs. Yeah, I know that the Mustang has been around, but this particular iconic look, they're not doing that, are they?
No, Ford has done a lot of fun retro stuff, and they've got a retro version of the Bronco coming up. But it's retro, not in shape, but mostly in decals and colors and trim and stuff like that. The problem is to crash test vehicles and to make them safe. And for a bunch of different reasons, it's really impossible to go back to cars that were that stylish and that small. Those days have passed, unfortunately.
It's Tom Appel. Being discontinued. No, not Tom, just a bunch of automobile models, and we'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. Yes, it's the Maserati. That's the Motor City Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, and a song called Wango Tango. All day, Ted. I'm just I'm looking for I know there's a song that's got Maserati in it. I just know. And at the last minute, there it is. I mean, it's got nothing to do with the song except he just starts babbling Maserati, 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 Maserati. He can say it, I can't. We're with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking about discontinued automobiles that came out today for the upcoming model year. And let me just give you some model.
Okay.
You know, that are more like in our price range, so to speak. The Ford Edge, the Infiniti Q50, the Kia Forte, the Mini Clubman, the Mitsubishi Mirage and Mirage G4, the Nissan GTR, the Nissan Titan, Ram 150 Classic. Toyota has a couple of cars, and also Volvo C40. I mean, those are a lot of brand names.
Yeah, and that's a super interesting collection of vehicles because the reasons they're being dropped are very different. The Nissan Titan, for example, is Nissan's full-size pickup. And Nissan wanted very badly to get into the full-size pickup game because for years, Chevrolet and Ford and Dodge have been Graham have been making so much money selling those vehicles. Those are big profit centers. But Nissan never really cracked the market. Their vehicle somehow came up short. People didn't want to buy it. And they just had a really hard time with that. So it's finally being discontinued. No surprises there at all. But the other interesting one, you mentioned the Ram 1500 Classic.
Yeah. Right.
This is kind of a secret vehicle. Ram has for years sold the Classic, which was really an old generation of the Ram, and they advertised it very specifically, so most people don't know it exists, but it was a cheaper, older version of the Ram for people who really couldn't afford the current generation new Ram.
Hmm.
It was a nice vehicle, and they had a factory to build it, and they had the space, so no one knows how many of these sold, but it was part of the reason that Ram sales have picked up so much in the last few years. Interesting vehicle, but they don't sell it anymore. And actually, Ram sales have suffered because of it.
Wow. I was surprised. Well, Kia, the Kia Forte, they're discontinuing.
Yeah.
Kia has sort of upped its image over the past few years, has it not? I mean, or am I wrong? I thought a few years ago, Kia was considered, you know, pretty much a low-end automobile, but no longer.
No, yeah, when Kia was launched in the 90s, and we didn't see as much of that launch here in Chicago because they did it on the coast. So they started it in, like, New York and in California. They sold a vehicle called the Sophia, and it was, terrible.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It was a terrible car, but they've definitely upped their game since then. And the Forte may be discontinued, but a car is filling its place. It's called the K4. And it's a similar compact sedan like the Honda Civic or the Toyota Corolla. And I just drove one. It's a very nice car. So really what's happening here is a name change, not a discontinuation.
Yeah. You know, I read behind the headlines on a lot of these quote-unquote discontinued models, you mentioned a couple of the wording was like, yes, they're gone now, but they're going to possibly reappear in the
right.
next couple of years as something else, maybe a slightly different name, but the whole concept is not going to completely vanish.
Yeah, I think the GTR is gone.
You do?
Oh, yeah. you can't do an electric GTR. Am I wrong, Tom?
You can. But the problem is, we know this now because Dodge, for example, discontinued the Charger and the Challenger,
yeah.
and they brought them back as electric vehicles, and there does not seem to be interest in them as electric vehicles, and they've already discontinued one of them.
You know why, don't you? They don't make any noise.
That is a problem.
Well, there's one other thing. It's not just about the noise.
They're muscle cars.
Well, that's true, but there's something else that's more important than how much noise they make.
And that is?
And that's having three pedals. One for the stick shift.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Are our sticks dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're less than 1% of the marketplace now. And one of the things that's really hurting stick is the fact that no one wants to buy them. That's one problem. But they're completely incompatible with modern safety systems. Adaptive cruise control doesn't work with it. Obstacle detection doesn't work well with it. So these things that we need and eventually will be government mandated on vehicles are in conflict with how manual transmissions work, unfortunately.
Yes, I have a manual transmission automobile. I've mentioned it on the air a few years. I've had it a few times, rather. I've had it almost 5 years. It's a, what do I have? It's a Honda Sport. Can't remember the name of my car. But it has it's a stick shift. And it has the reverse camera and it has a cruise control. But I know that it's not compatible with a lot of technology. Yeah. And I also know that it gets a little bit better gas mileage.
Oh, most definitely.
It doesn't suck it up like the rest of the cars do.
I had a 350Z that was a a 6?
Yeah, 3-liter 6, yeah.
Okay, but I could get 30 miles a gallon driving in the city.
What?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't hard to do.
Well, congratulations.
Trust me, it was a blast when I set the control cruise at 75 or 80, and the gas gauge doesn't move for an hour. Even in the city, because I was just I'm very low key and mellow. I don't drop, pop the clutch, none of that stuff. It's just I drive normally.
Well, people don't want, like Tom said, they don't want three pedals. They don't want to be.
I don't know why. It's not that big a deal. It's actually fun.
Well, they don't get that.
It's fun.
No, it is fun.
A lot of people don't think it's fun anymore. It's weird. It's weird too, because young shoppers aren't looking for driving engagement. Unfortunately,
yeah,
they're looking for tech.
I mean, there are a few.
They'd rather be able to sit in a car where they can shave their face or put on their makeup. And drive at the same time, which you shouldn't do, but hey.
Listen to podcasts.
With self-driving automobiles coming up, that's probably not far from the future.
Without smart roads that are as smart as the cars, are self-driving vehicles really just not going to work well?
That's a great point. The point you just raised is that the cost of self-driving vehicles has been inflated dramatically, and the technology required to make it work has increased dramatically because we don't have smart roads. But there isn't going to be any local or federal infrastructure money thrown into this project, unfortunately. So everything that's involved in making a vehicle self-driving needs to be contained on the vehicle, raising the price of the individual units a lot, and requiring the technology requirements a lot as well. So I don't know when it's going to work. I mean, General Motors backed out of this. I think you guys might remember the news story that Cruise Automation is no more. General Motors got out of the self-driving game, but Waymo is still out there, and Tesla is still out there, and Uber is still working on it.
Well, anything else, David?
What would you say to someone who would suggest to you that a certain CEO is using all the people that have paid him a great deal of money per vehicle as his self-driving software beta testers?
Wow.
Well, I think we all know that, really. One of the interesting things
I'm not so sure everyone gets that yet.
I have so many young shoppers, and I mean people under 40, under 35, sort of accept that Teslas are rolling test beds. And one of the things that Elon Musk has claimed, and I'm not supporting this in any way, but is that his vehicles are part of, just continuous improvement. So there aren't really model years in the normal sense, and that though his vehicles don't seem to change, they're always being improved. And because of over-the-air updates, some of that is technically possible. But I don't know that young automotive consumers consider that beta testing on them. I think they think they're more part of a great experiment. Which is weird because traditional car shoppers would be offended by that, obviously.
Well, we got to wrap it up due to time. But I thank you, Tom, for being with us. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And look around on the internet. I saw the list of discontinued automobiles from a Car and Driver article. So thanks, Tom. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John.